Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, Poe, that's my guy, man. That's my golf buddy. As soon as I got here, we had an instant connection. And like I said, that's my golf buddy. We played a lot of golf together. I rode in that cart beside him a lot of times. He was always a driver, but I rode in that cart with him a lot of the times. And, you know, I got to know him and his family, spent time with him this offseason. So that's going to be my brother. You know, and life is so much bigger than football, but we do have a game Thursday versus the Miami Dolphins and Jordan Poirier. So it'll be a little bit weird seeing him over there, but it's football at the end of the day, and, you know, when the lights come on and helmets come on, you know, we're just trying to win the game, and I'm sure he's trying to do the same too.
Bills, Dolphins, tomorrow night. Don't forget, Mike McDaniel, head coach of the Dolphins, the mic'd up at, which game would it have been? I don't know if it was the first game or the second game last year, or maybe even the year before. I'm sorry if I don't remember which game. On shaking hands with Sean McDermott once, he said, I respect the bleep out of you.
Mm-hmm.
With the four-letter word being one that I can't even, you know, respect the bleep out of you. Though a win for McDaniel over McDermott would mean a lot. He doesn't have one yet.
Yeah. No. He's
0 for 5.
He's not the coach in week, I think his first game against the Bills, right?
Okay, Dorsey. Yeah,
the,
Dorsey.
The 100-degree game.
Okay, that's him. Yeah, you're probably right. Okay.
That's like his third. I think it's, is that week two? Week three? It's early.
Okay, 1-4 overall then.
Yeah, with a four game.
Four straight losses.
With four straight losses. Allen, the Bills just tweeted this out. Allen, 5 AFC Player of the Week awards when playing the Dolphins, after playing the Dolphins.
And he's about to win it this past week.
Wait, does it come out today?
Yep.
Okay, today we're going to get that. 41 touchdowns, 36 passing, 5 rushing, 13 turnovers. Has thrown 2+ touchdowns in all 13 games. That is the longest streak by a quarterback against a single opponent in NFL history.
Let's guess all the players of the week.
Brady didn't throw 2 touchdown games against the Bills in a row. That surprises me that he would have that record, I guess.
AFC Offensive Player of the Week, Josh. AFC Defensive Player of the Week, I mean, it could be Rousseau.
Back, yeah.
Could.
2 in 1 week.
Good. Who else is up for AFC?
Special teams player of the week,
DJ Dallas. And NFC, it's DJ Dallas.
Yeah.
Brett Coleman tweeted out a highlight a bit ago about the Titans and the Bears. And you might have heard this about the kickoff, that it's like a big run play. And he pulled a highlight of the Titans, I think it was the Titans, running a trap. Like you would run your offensive lineman where, you know, sometimes on a run play, you'll let one guy through and then some other guy pulls and smashes that. And that the Titans, or the Bears, I forget which one it was, that they did that. Basically, that they're running, or how long until we run counter, and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know all the terminology for run plays, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. They averaged, the Dolphins, by the way, in week one, 3.1 yards per carry. They did not run the ball particularly well against the Jaguars. The Dolphins, by the way, have you seen any power rankings floating around there in the last 24 hours, 36 hours? I've seen probably three or four, and there are a couple that have the Dolphins above the Bills. Cowherd, I think, was one of them, and he had the Dolphins above the Bills. What did AFC reverse power rankings bring yesterday? Probably the Bills above the Dolphins, I would assume, or the other way around. I feel like it's just, is it quite the same? It's actually, maybe this is a bad comparable, because I've compared this to, hey, the Chiefs, the Bills are like the Dolphins Chiefs. The Bills, like the Chiefs live rent-free. Like, it's, you can't get over the boogeyman. And the Dolphins probably feel that way about the Bills, but the difference would be, when the Bills play the Chiefs in the regular season, it almost feels like it's watered down now, because if they win it, it's going to be, oh, we'll do it in the playoffs, because they've already beaten the Chiefs in the regular season. Versus the Dolphins, I think it is about the regular season, right? It is about beating the Bills in the regular season, because you're just trying to be ahead of them in the division. So this game tomorrow for them, like, every time they play the Bills, it is, I think it's more closer to maybe like the Chiefs playoff games for the Bills, because that, those games, you're not going to win the AFC East if you're getting swept by the Bills every year. It's never going to happen.
803-0550. Rob in Connecticut. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Jeremy and Joe, you guys, when you were talking about tomorrow, 9/11, you brought me back. I had to let you guys know that, you know, at the time I was 36 years old, and it's just funny to hear Joe saying he was in first grade. He really didn't know what the heck was going on, but I was letting Josh know that at the time I was airline reservationist for Virgin Atlantic Airways when this happened, and I got called in early that day, and it was just, people were so inconsiderate when they were calling, you have to get me back to England because it's an international flight flying from U.S. hubs to London Heathrow. And the day just seemed to have stopped that day. And being here in Connecticut, we could actually see the smoke. There was people coming in from New York City to train stations like here in Fairfield that were all covered in soot and debris. And you guys just, it seemed to have brought me back to that day. It was just so inconsiderate. One guy, you know, he was screaming and yelling at me on the phone. The FAA shut down the airspace, and the only aircraft that were flying that day was military. But it was just a real eerie day that day, you know, and you guys just brought me back. I can remember it like it was just yesterday. That was not fun. And the Challenger, I mean, I watched it as it happened, and it's weird to just live through some of these things. And then, you know, the younger generation not being able to experience, like, you have to watch, like, there's a show, a documentary on Netflix, it's called Turning Point, 9/11, and you guys brought me back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So, to be Howard, I like the 12-5. I'll change the subject. 12-5, I like it. I like the 12-5. And I have no concerns going into tomorrow night. I think we're going to handle our own against Miami. You guys are always a pleasure to listen to, but yeah, Virgin Atlantic Airways, That was a time in my life that I did not really enjoy because it was just, people were so inconsiderate. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
12-5 from Howard.
That's right.
That would be the division, I think, the way it looks right now, especially, I mean, he had two Dolphins wins on there. You beat the Dolphins twice, you win 12 games, they're winning the division. It's more closer to are they the one seed than if they're the division.
Well, let's do a little exercise. Howard picked 12-5. You have the picks in front of you?
Yes.
If the Dolphins are to win tomorrow,
okay,
what's the record of the two teams the next time they meet? Howard has them at what?
He has them
going in.
You want me to flip his Dolphins win to a loss?
I want, yeah.
Okay.
If the Bills lose to Miami,
okay,
and he keeps the rest the same, what's the Bills' record going into the second Miami game?
They would be 4-4.
4-4.
4-4.
Now let's do what the Dolphins' schedule looks like and what their record would be if the Dolphins win.
Okay.
Seattle.
Win. For Miami.
Tennessee.
Win.
Revenge game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Patriots.
Win.
Colts.
I don't know. The Colts are so weird. Win.
Cardinals.
Win.
You have them at 8-0?
8-0.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Is that enough games?
7-0.
Okay.
They'd be 7-0. You know the funniest part of this? Hold on. The funniest part of this would be, in that world, the Dolphins are 4-4. I'm sorry, the Bills are 4-4.
Yeah, they're
and the Dolphins are 7-0, and FanDuel Sportsbook has the Bills at like +110 to win the division,
like a slight underdog.
Yeah, very slight under. When we're sitting here saying like, hey, listen, you win this game, you're 2.5 back,
and we're just going to be the whole week going, guys, they made up 3 games last year and they had less time.
It'd be so.
You could do it again.
Imagine being a Dolphin fan. You'd want to smash your face into your radio,
wouldn't you?
Like, get out of here. We're 7-0.
If you're a Dolphins fan, wouldn't you still be nervous?
Yeah,
you're 7-0. They're 4-4, and you're going to play. You're still probably nervous about winning the division, I would think.
Yeah.
Does their schedule get harder at the end? I know the Jets' schedule is easy, like almost the entire way.
So after the Bills' second game, they play the.
They have a tough stretch, right?
Rams.
Okay. Yeah.
Raiders.
No.
Patriots.
No.
Packers.
By then.
Jets. Texans. Niners.
Okay.
Browns. Jets.
All right, there we go. Oh, setting up. It's going to be the same thing. They're going to have a three-game lead again, and they're just going to fall apart at the end when they play all the good teams.
Listen, the number one.
You're going to hear the same thing, by the way. When they are 7-0, it's going to be, yeah, but who have they beaten?
True.
Unless they've beaten one of those of the Bills, I guess. If they're 6-1, that's going to be. That'll be take time that week, is if the Dolphins are 7-1 and their only losses to the Bills going into their second meeting. And that's very, it's very possible.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. I teased something yesterday that I forgot to get to. My apologies.
Is this the Colorado thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, and the Colorado Buffaloes. Now, they draw eyeballs. They're interesting. Last year, they got a couple of wins, put them on the map. They didn't really do much after that. They got hammered by Nebraska. But of all the things that are going on there, you know, they start fights with reporters. He bans some from covering the team. There's lots that's, well, less than perfect, to put it nicely. And then there's this little note that I saw over the weekend that I did not know to be true. Did not know this, and maybe you didn't either. So, the fight song, Colorado, when they play a game at home,
yeah,
and they score a touchdown, it depends who scores it. This was from DenverSports.com, written by who wrote, Jake Shapiro, Denver Sports 104.3 The Fan. If Deion's son scores the touchdown, they are not allowed to play the fight song. The band cannot play the fight song. If Shedeur Sanders scores, they tell them to not play the fight song, but they play on the loudspeaker. It's like his own goal song.
Mm-hmm.
He has a song called, his son, Shedeur Sanders, has a song called Perfect Timing, and they play his song for touchdowns instead of the Colorado fight song.
Is that not the stupidest thing of all time?
I mean, it's pretty wild.
Really? His owns? We're not playing the Colorado fight song? Isn't that just the epitome, too, of what this whole thing has become, which is it's all a sideshow?
Well, they're playing it after the PAT instead of after the fights, after the touchdown.
Okay.
They're not playing. I guess they play a song called Glory when they score touchdowns, and they're not playing that anymore. They're flipping to his son's song when he scores.
He also, did you see he left the sidelines like 3 minutes early in the last game? Like, his team was still playing. They were down 28-10, and he left the field. He just walked to the locker room with like 3 minutes to play. I'm so out on Colorado now. Enough. Enough of Deion, enough of the Sanders. Like, okay, his son's going to be an NFL quarterback probably, and Travis Hunter's going to be amazing. Cool. They've lost 9 of 11 games. Like, yeah. Enough. Enough with the constant attention being paid to Colorado. They've lost 9 of 11 games. If they were good, it would be one thing. I'd be into it. But they're terrible. They're terrible. That game wasn't even... That game against Nebraska... Nebraska's not ranked. What was the score at halftime? Like 26-3?
Yeah, they got smoked.
I'm out. I'm totally out in Colorado.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. If you'd like to join us, you can do so. The Extra Point Show, Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, coming up next. We've got Extendo Sports before we go. And, yeah, I'll find something cool. I have something. I know I do. What is it? It is... Which teams want Belichick in 2025?
Oh.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.